Hi everyone, welcome back to the OrthoBullets podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of melloriastosis found under the pathology section at orthobullets.com. Let's begin with a quick summary. Melloriastosis is a rare, benign, painful disorder of the extremities characterized by formation of periosteal new bone. Patients typically present in the first 4 decades of life with localized pain and reduced range of motion. Diagnosis is made radiographically with a quote-unquote dripping candle wax appearance with dense hyperostosis that flows along the cortex of the bone. Treatment is observation and medical management for those with mild symptoms and normal joint motion. Surgical bone resection and contracture release is indicated for those with severe symptoms and joint contractures. Now let's get into the episode. In terms of the epidemiology, this usually presents before age 40, and there is no sex predilection. In terms of the anatomic location, it is more common in the lower extremities, but it can occur in any bone. In terms of the genetics, this is a non-hereditary disease. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms will include pain, reduced range of motion, and joint contractures. On exam, fibrosis of the skin with significant induration and erythema is common. Other findings include reduced range of motion and painful hyperostoses. In terms of imaging, radiography will demonstrate cortical hyperostosis. This may present with a quote-unquote dripping candle wax appearance with dense hyperostosis that flows along the cortex of the bone, and the hyperostosis may flow across joints. On histology, one will note normal haversian systems with enlarged bone trabeculae and without cellular atypia or mitotic figures. With regards to treatment, non-operative options include symptomatic treatment. This is indicated for mild symptoms with adequate motion. Also remember that bisphosphonates have been shown to help with pain and swelling. Operative options include hyperostotic bone resection with contracture release. This is indicated for severe contractures, limited mobility, and pain. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to melloriastosis, let's do some flashcards to test your recall. What is the characteristic radiographic finding? Radiographs may demonstrate cortical hyperostosis. This may present with a quote-unquote dripping candle wax appearance with dense hyperostosis that flows along the cortex of the bone. What medication class has been shown to help with pain and swelling? Bisphosphonates have been shown to help with pain and swelling. Now let's walk through some questions to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For the first question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 35-year-old female presents to your clinic complaining of pain and swelling of her right elbow. She does not remember the onset and denies any trauma to the elbow. She has also noticed recently that she can't flex her right elbow as much as the left. On exam, her right elbow range of motion is limited from 30 to 90 degrees. A lateral radiograph demonstrates diffuse cortical hyperostosis with characteristic quote-unquote dripping candle wax appearance of periosteal bone that crosses the elbow joint. Which of the following has been shown to be beneficial treatment for the patient? And the answer choices are Choice 1, zoledronate. Choice 2, calcitonin. Choice 3, rituximab. Choice 4, tamoxifen. Or Choice 5, stereotactic radiation. The best answer to this question is Choice 1, zoledronate. The patient has a diagnosis of melloriastosis given the quote-unquote dripping candle wax appearance, corticated lesions noted on the radiographs. Treatment with bisphosphonates has been shown to be beneficial for both pain and swelling of the elbow. Melloriastosis is an extremely rare, benign painful disorder characterized by the formation of periosteal new bone. There is no known sex predilection and no known hereditary pattern of transmission. Patients will generally present with joint pain, decreased range of motion, and the appearance of joint swelling. Radiographs often show quote-unquote dripping candle wax appearance with dense hyperostosis that flows along the cortex. Bone hyperostosis may flow across the joints, leading to mechanical blocks in range of motion. Serum alkaline phosphatase is often elevated. Treatment is generally conservative, with pain control and the use of bisphosphonates having been shown to be of some benefit with pain and swelling. In refractory cases with severe joint immobility, hyperostotic bone resection with contracture release can be performed. The publication by Danath et al. Presented a case report of a 38-year-old male with extensive melloriastosis with progressive deformity of the left hand, left leg, and right foot. The patient was treated with bisphosphonate infusion, specifically 30 mg per day of pimidronate for 6 days, and had an improvement in both pain and swelling of his right foot. The patient also had a reduction in his serum alkaline phosphatase following treatment. The publication by Slimani et al. Reported a case report of an adult patient with very painful melloriastosis who had significant symptomatic improvement after treatment with zaledronate. The authors conclude that zaledronate can be a medical treatment in cases of refractory pain due to this very rare disorder. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. Calcitonin binds to membrane receptors on osteoclasts to inhibit resorption and is used for treatment in osteoporosis. Choice 3. Rituximab is a monoclonal antibody to CD20 antigen, which is used for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. Choice 4. Tamoxifen is an estrogen receptor blocker that has been beneficial for the treatment of desmoid tumors. Choice 5. Radiation has not been shown to be beneficial for the treatment of melarioastosis. For the second question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 21-year-old man is referred for evaluation of a lesion in the left proximal femur that was discovered when he was undergoing an upper gastrointestinal series. He reports no hip or thigh pain. Radiographs demonstrate a dripping candle wax appearance and hyperostosis of the cortex of the proximal femur. What is the best course of action? And the answer choices are Choice 1, observation. Choice 2, needle biopsy. Choice 3, incisional biopsy. Choice 4, curettage. Or choice 5, wide resection. The best answer to this question is Choice 1, observation. Melarioastosis is a rare disorder characterized by the classic radiographic appearance of flowing hyperostosis in a long bone. The hyperostosis may be on the periosteal or endosteal surface of the bone and frequently gives the appearance of wax falling down the side of a candle. The radiographs are diagnostic, therefore no further workup is indicated. That's all for this review about melarioastosis. We hope that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session from OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on orthobullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the OrthoBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the OrthoBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.